Wow, that was cooking. Name of that track is New Orleans, and that's from Chucho Valdez and the Afro-Cuban Messengers. Actually, the track name is New Orleans, a tribute to the Marsalis family, and that's from the album Chucho's Steps, a great, great album, by the way. Definitely putting a Latin twist to the New Orleans sound. You know, I was going to say Dixieland, but I don't want to call that Dixieland at all. But some stride piano going on, and definitely a New Orleans sound with that little Afro twist in there. Really made for a fine sound. Chucho Valdez and the Afro-Cuban Messengers. As I mentioned, I'll say it again. The name of the album is Chucho Steps. Really one of my favorite albums from the last few years. And I also mentioned that that was a tribute to the Marsalis family. So we're going to play a little Wynton Marsalis set from his latest album called He and She.
Thank you. You are the razor rim of some sudden primal chasm, best broached boldly, if at all. Well, I will ride the rim bare if need be, because I seek only you. You and only you.
Wynton Marsalis from his, I think it's his latest release entitled He and She, goes back to 2009. And we heard, well, three tracks from that if you count the little poetry segment in there. Great album, and man, that last track was just killing, especially that piano solo there by Dan Nimmer. Man, it was just off the charts. He and She, the first track you heard was entitled Schoolboy, and that was followed by a little poetry interlude, and then that followed with The Razor Rim, and that one features Wynton Marsalis on trumpet, Walter Blanding on tenor sax, Dan Nimmer, as I said, just killing it on piano, Carlos Enriquez holding it down on bass, and Ollie Jackson, as always, keeping up the rhythm on drums. Hope you dug that one. Time now is 7:47. You're listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. We have an hour and 10 minutes or so, a little more than that, to go here on this extended version of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. So let me take this opportunity to talk about my website a little bit. You can check out the website by going to jazzandbeyond.com, www.jazzandbeyond.com. And there you can check out the podcasts and check out the playlists from these shows. As I said, we've got a podcast, so you can either listen to or download or subscribe to our podcast, which is also published through iTunes. But all the information is there at www.jazzandbeyond.com. And I also got a bunch of links there, so if you want to email me and let me know what you thought of the show, good or bad, I'd love to hear from you. You can email me or you can friend me on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. Check out my YouTube channel. I've got a lot of brand new YouTubes up there from our trip to New Orleans. So you might want to check that out. So head on over, jazzandbeyond.com. Head on over to our radio station's website as well by going to whus.org. And there you can listen live to this broadcast. And check out the whole thing. I've got a segment of it that I post each week for a podcast. But if you'd like to hear the whole thing and hear it live, warts and all, you can do that by going to whus.org. A lot of interesting blogs up there as well. So you can check out my blogs and those of other DJs. So definitely head on over to whus.org. Let's continue on with more music while we got the time. We're going to keep on a New Orleans thing, but more of a modern New Orleans sound that's happening down there. So we're going to hear one from Skerrick and his syncopated Taint Septet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Time is 8:01. You're listening to WHUS Storrs, Connecticut. We'll be right back. Garage Atois, a funky, funky sound. Garage Atois with the from the album Emphasizer. We heard the track called Sprung Monkey, and Garage Atois, a New Orleans group, features Charlie Hunter on 8-string guitar. It's Stanton Moore just laying down that funky groove on the drums. Mike Dillon on vibes, and Skerrick on saxophones. Playing the baritone there, I think. Pretty sure. Yeah, and before that, you heard from Skerrick again from his own group, Skerrick's Syncopated Taint Septet. And we heard the track called Fry His Ass. And that was one crazy tune, man. That was off the charts. That was really wild. Craig Flory on baritone sax and clarinet. Hans Tuber on alto sax and flute. Steve Moore on trombone and Wurlitzer. Joe Doria on Hammond organ. Dave Carter on trumpet. Skerrick on tenor. John Wicks on drums. And yeah, that was just a wild tune, man. It had a lot of everything. Went off into that avant-garde out of space and then, you know, back down to earth with just the heaviest of grooves. So I dug that. Dug that set. We're doing kind of a New Orleans thing. We kind of started out doing straight ahead, a little Latin vibe, and then a straight ahead vibe with Winton, and then we went into this modern New Orleans kind of groove. So I hope you're digging it. We're gonna keep on in the same vein. This one from John Ellis, his latest album, John Ellis and Double Wide. The name of the album is Puppet Mischief. We're gonna hear a track called Okra and Tomatoes. We'll be right back. Yeah, that is Galactic from their latest release. Brand new release, in fact. The name of the album is called Yakame. And I think Yakame stands for some kind of food that's down there. We were just down in New Orleans. I didn't see any Yakame, but that's what I was reading about. And this is a very interesting album. It really features a lot of the different sounds and the different musicians from New Orleans. And the one you just heard featured Trombone Shorty. And there's other tracks there with people like the Rebirth Brass Band, Alan Toussaint, Glenn David Andrews, who Claire and I saw when we were down there performing in one of the clubs. So we're going to hear a couple more from that album. It's a real interesting album, supposed to really encompass all of the modern sounds that are going down there in New Orleans, including some hip-hop, just all kinds of stuff, man. It's a really interesting album, wide variety of sounds. So as I just said, you heard Trombone Shorty on that last one. It's called Cineramascope. We're going to hear a couple more from that. So let's get into it. This is Galactic.
Seven wolves. I'm willing to die to death. I'll
All right, Galactic. We heard a couple more from that. Make it three in a row from Galactic. From their latest release called Yakame. Yeah, we heard the track Bacchus, and that one features Alan Toussaint. And the final one you heard was You Don't Know. And that is a killing track from a great vocalist. And he plays trombone as well. We saw him down in New Orleans last week, or this week, I should say. Glenn David Andrews. So he's actually a cousin of Trombone Shorty as well. So it's two from Galactic. Hope you dug that. Going to finish up tonight's show with Walt Weisskopf, a really, really fine tenor sax player. And he's got a killing group here. Walt Weisskopf Quartet with Walt Weisskopf on tenor sax. Rainy Rosnes, on piano. Paul Gill on bass. And the late, great Tony Redis on the traps playing the drums. So we're going to hear a track from that called Breakdown. That'll do it for tonight's show. Stay tuned. Greg coming up next. We'll be right back.
Thank you very much.